Well, welcome to the after show, Warman on 1.3's podcast. Tony, Christy, and Nikki, who's on vacation. But today, since we're recording on Tuesday, Pam Sherman, our suburban outlaw, is with us. Hello, Pamela.
You know, usually there's drinks at an after party. I don't know. Like, what are we having? Mimosas?
Coffee. We're having coffee.
Mimosas are a good idea, though, Pam. I would agree with that.
A drop of orange juice makes it a mimosa, just so
exactly.
You know.
Just a tiny bit.
That's right. You don't need much.
No.
You know? It's like when they say low fat. It's not that much lower. So I promised you a couple of things. GPS, an automaker had to recall its GPS back in the 1990s for a stupid reason. Go ahead. Tell me what the reason is. I know, Pamela, I think you know it. What is it?
Did I get it right?
Almost. What did you say?
It was a man's voice, and it wouldn't stop to ask for directions.
No, it was almost close. BMW had recalled a GPS navigation system in Germany in the 1990s because German men refused to take directions from a female voice.
Listen to that.
I mean, I can understand Italian men because they're stubborn. I don't know nothing about German men. I know Italian men. But So that's perfect, isn't it? I prefer to take directions from my GPS as a female voice. My wife actually, she put an Australian male voice on it.
I do love playing with it. That's so interesting. So my husband never stops, but when he does, he doesn't listen no matter what the voice is, and he'll look at me and go, Did you hear that?
Yes, exactly.
No, I didn't hear. It's almost like it goes in. It literally, we can't process directions. So I'm very grateful for GPS because. He doesn't put the sound on, so he's holding his phone while he's doing it, and that defeats the whole purpose of what we call hands free.
Free. Yes, I know.
That's funny.
That is that's so perfect. He's such a guy.
But
I don't think he would listen to any voice. It just so you wouldn't understand it.
The problem with my wife's GPS with the Australian accent is sometimes I can't understand what he's saying because some of the street names sound weird in an Australian accent. So I have to have her repeat it for me. But no,
laugh when we call an expressway an XP-way because that's what it, we were driving somewhere and she, Siri, called the expressway, get on the XP-way. I'm like, seriously, they couldn't teach him how to say like a basic word in directions.
That's a whole different thing. That's something your kids are doing. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So, Pam, you're in marketing, so I think you'll get a kick out of this.
Explain. I didn't know.
You are a marketer. You've done everything in your life. Tell me you haven't marketed.
It's like people telling me I'm an entrepreneur. Like, I'm a totally accidental entrepreneur. If an entrepreneur means, like, you tell someone you can do something and then you go and do it, then yes. I'm not a marketer. I'm married to one. I just play one on TV. But go ahead.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. There's guerrilla marketing. And what's the best explanation of guerrilla marketing?
I don't know. You put a gorilla in and help people see it in the commercial, What?
It's basically, it's like sneaky marketing. People don't know they're being marketed to. Okay.
I'm a marketer.
There you go. Exactly. Okay. So now there's a town in Michigan called Zilwaukee. And the reason it's called Zilwaukee is back in 1848, to try to confuse people who were planning to move to Milwaukee, this town wanted to have people move there. So back in 1848, no internet, no phone, no TV, no radio, no nothing, just word of mouth and maybe newspaper. They called it Zilwaukee, hoping that people would mistake Milwaukee for Zilwaukee and move there instead. I don't know if it worked.
What's the population now? Like 250?
I know, really. I don't know if it worked or not. I just think it's funny that somebody came up with it and tried to pull it off. To me, that's cute.
That's cute. Well, I will say, I don't understand why we have so many cities with the same name. I've often, when I used to fly all the time, I always get worried I would end up in Rochester, Minnesota.
Right.
And then I had a client in Michigan and they said, oh, we want to put you up in Rochester, Michigan,
right,
which looks exactly, there's a street. It looks just like Pittsburgh. It's bizarre. I really felt like I was in an alternate universe. So
well,
I wonder if you like looked at all these cities that have the same name, would you find things that are similar about them? Wouldn't that be cool?
You would, like, in some, you would in some cases, because like in the case of Rochester, Minnesota, or I forget if it's Detroit or Michigan or Minnesota, but how that city got formed is a lot of people from our Rochester moved there. Okay.
Well, because they wanted better weather.
Probably. Who knows why, but they moved there. And it's funny because there are a lot of cities in England, in America, that are named the same because they didn't want to come up. And that's why it's called New York and not York, and New England and not England, and New Mexico and not Mexico. I mean, in New Orleans, because there's an Orleans in, what, France or something? So, yeah,
well,
I mean, it's like...
Milwaukee better have a good cheese head, you know, like...
really? I'm thinking they're going
to... Figure out,
going
like, a good baseball team name.
They're going the beer way, I'm thinking. So, who knows?
That's right.
But I know, it's kind of funny, though, because that's the truth. I mean, yeah, then nobody can think of new names. I mean, you know, there's a Cuba, New York, and there's all sorts of funny places. Did you know that there's a Springfield in every state?
Oh, that's cool.
That is, yes. I've been to a few of them, actually.
You know, I can't, maybe it's the lower 48. I can't say for Alaska and Hawaii,
oh,
but I know.
Okay.
Probably not a Springfield in Hawaii.
I'm
going to
Google
guess
it
not.
And see, though.
Go for it.
It's interesting. We had done some research, you know, I guess, you know, being married to a marketer, to figure out, like, where were people liking my stuff. This was early on in the world of social media. And it was Marathon, New York. So every time we drive, like, apparently more people bought my book from Marathon, New York. We cannot figure out why. Have you ever been to Marathon, New York? It's like,
I've seen it.
You pass it on the throughway after Syracuse on the way to somewhere else. And you're like,
right.
And we always drive by and go, yep, that's where the Outlaws fans are, in Marathon, New York.
Right. You should do a book signing.
I
want
to meet them.
You should do a book signing in Marathon, New York.
There is no Hawaii, Springfield, Hawaii, or Alaska, or Arizona, they say.
Oh, okay.
They say there's actually only 35 states have a Springfield.
35 is pretty good, though. Okay.
Yeah.
And my wife was born in Springfield, Missouri.
Yep.
So.
Interesting.
From a marketing perspective, as I think about Rochester, and we're marketing, like, we were doing great, right? Like, you know, we had young people coming. It's, I think cities and towns, they ought to be paying attention to how they're perceived in the world. If that's marketing, then I guess I'm a marketer, because I think you have to figure out what's best about you and put that out front. And I bet you there's a best of Zilwaukee. We're just not finding it, right? Like, we're not.
I think it's hilarious. I love stuff like that, though. I love how things have, you know, come around. Now, I have a question off the subject of that. Do you understand anything about cryptocurrency, Pam? Because basically, we don't. Christy and I don't.
No. It was funny because there was a Saturday Night Live song with Pete Davidson, and it was Janet Yellen who was doing a class, and basically everybody, Janet Yellen and the professor, I guess, were like, Pete Davidson goes into a whole rap about, I think, cryptocurrency. Like,
no,
I
it was actually something close to it. It was called the NFTs.
Yeah, what is that?
NFTs are another whole thing, which I just heard about for the first time, believe it or not, on Saturday Night Live, and I looked it up, and I still don't. It's I can't even explain it. It's something non-fungible something or other. I forget what the T stands for, but basically, it's a digital piece of work, whatever it is. And you sell the digital piece.
Oh, okay. It's a token.
That's how they
non-fungible token.
Token. So, yeah. So,
unit of data or a digital ledger called a blockchain, where each NFT can represent a unique digital item.
Yeah. Whatever the hell that means.
So, blockchain has something to do with cryptocurrency?
Yes.
I don't understand it. It's very big. But exactly. I said to my husband, we are now those people. We're the people of a certain age who say, yeah, like Clubhouse. Okay, let's just talk about Clubhouse. It's the new, it's like, let's make a social media thing where you just listen in. And I kept thinking, well, that's called radio. I mean, am I missing something? So we don't have the attention span for podcasts. I mean, already we're 15 minutes into this and I'm sure, right. You know, what's the attention span? So now we have something called Clubhouse.
What's that? I never heard of that.
Oh, you don't know about this app?
No.
Wow. So you're even worse than me. You're like the older version of me, as if there could be. But listen, it's this new app where you create these circles and you can go into a room with people who are interested in the same subject and you talk to each other. So it's kind of fascinating. It's like, well, we didn't think that social media was personal enough. So now we're going to do it, but we're not going to see each other. We're going to do it in this audio thing. I have yet to go enter a room, but people you can enter, like, of course, celebrities are right on it. So if you want to enter a room with, I don't know, fill in the blank of who you might be interested, like who would, yes, I know I have goodness. To be invited to be on Clubhouse.
So here's
it
the
feels
thing.
Exclusive. I can start a room. And Calvin Harris, you can be on with Calvin Harris today if you want.
So
who's Calvin
just so
Harris?
You know,
he's a big
The Clubhouse app is already worth $100 million.
Yeah, so and I'm literally just telling you about this today.
Right. Yes, I've never heard of it until you said it. It's a space for casual drop-in audio conversations with friends and other interesting people around the world. My God.
Yes.
Well, it's another way of communicating.
All these people following me.
That's wonderful.
And I'm going to totally not give them any satisfaction because I cannot be bothered learning a whole new platform. I just can't.
So you're not going to do it or you are going to do it?
I'm on it. And I'm a lurker. I'm a stalker. I think there's certain things where we should just say stop. Let's just cryptocurrency. Just stop. Give me a good penny.
No kidding. Well, I got to think. I was talking about it with Christy earlier today. I think in 10, 15 years, you know, like the dollar bill and, you know, paper money is going to go the way of the newspaper. Really? I mean, do you get a newspaper?
I'm sorry. Does anybody carry money with them? Do you carry money with you? Like actual money?
I carry a $10 bill in my wallet just in case. You know, that's all I carry. Yeah.
Jason came home yesterday with money from he sold something and he came home with some money and he goes, here, what do you want to do with this? And I'm like, what is that? What is this stuff? It's dirty. Get it out of here.
I know, really. Well, I learned something new today. Clubhouse. Boy, you're right. We are just, we can't stop inventing things because we're so bored with what we've got. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, our attention span is very short.
Man, just amazing. All right. Our podcast
for
today.
I like that we go deep on these topics. So that we can keep people, you know, this is really about helping people grow their attention span with Christy and Tony.
Good luck with that.
That's exactly it, Pam.
All righty. Thanks for joining us today, Pam.
Thanks, Pam.
Thanks for having me. Take care.
Bye-bye now, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.